You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a trap door to hell, I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a trap door to hell.
Another episode of Trap Door to Hell. 2 weeks in a row, I get to say that officially. Again, nice to be back. Heard lots of good things. Some iffy things about last week's podcast, but we can't please them all.
I was going to say, you heard good things about last week's podcast?
I heard a lot of good things.
From who?
I heard a lot of good things from, I'm not going to name sources. I know Sheila enjoyed it. I know what Sheila was supposed to try to get on this week. Ken enjoyed it. Some of the other boys enjoyed it. Some other people that I showed it to. Johnny Roca enjoyed it. It was very good. I know you had your qualms with it, but guess what? You weren't on. So maybe next time when Hardy and Donnie join the program, you can be on and steer it the way you want.
Didn't even listen to a single thing of it. So I
No, that was Dominic Hobson, who was also asked to be on this week, but unfortunately had to deny.
Yeah. Scheduling conflicts.
Scheduling conflicts.
Y'all had Toretto on here? You guys had Toretto on here?
Wait. Rudy, were you the former coworker that used to call him Dom Toretto all the time?
Yes, that was me. That was me.
He talks about that at work all the time now, but yet he always says former coworker as if I don't know who you are. He never just said it was. Now I have to shame him for it. Thank God.
Obviously, by all you guys can hear, we have Tyler back this week. Ty, it's nice to have my cohort back to join the official podcast again.
Was there a T at the end of there? I hope there was.
Cohort, yes.
Okay, all right.
What is it without a T? Oh, cohort. You're my cohort as well. And then our special guest this week, our guest for the show this week is Rudy Gomez. Not Big Rudy. And for those of you who know, this is Little Rudy. Little Rudy, it's nice to have you. Little Rudy obviously worked with Dominic from what you could tell. That was very funny. I did not know you called him Dom Toretto. That is hysterical.
Yes, it was never a dull day for those of you who
for those of you who do not know Dominic Hobson, but from his voice on the Curveballs and Chair Shots moniker, he looks, I would call it close to the exact opposite of what Dom Toretto looks like.
I think you're actually way off. I think body wise he's spot on. Just right on par for the people out there who have never seen him in their life. Just imagine Vin Diesel, and you got a good idea for who Dom Hobson is. He is Vin Diesel.
I tried to get Sheila on, who's been a big fan, who wants to, every time FaceTimes me drunk, she wants to come on the show. Scheduling conflicts there, limited that. Man. Oh, well, stuff happens. And then hopefully we'll get her on. I want to get her on with your mom, Rudy, of course, too, to kind of mediate, because really? I think it would be hilarious. Yes.
I think that'd be great.
I think it would
be great radio.
Exactly. And then Dominic, I wanted him to come on because it seems like a weekly segment now on Curveballs and Chair Shots is Dominic complaining about work and his new coworker, which, of course, is Tyler now.
Yes, for those of you who were curious as to who the new coworker is, it is me.
So this is actually perfect, you know, not having him but getting Rudy. I really want to know what it's like to work with Dominic Hobson from two people who previously and now currently work with Dominic Hobson.
I was going to say, all right, Rudy, I'd like for you, if you don't mind, taking us first. Let us know how it was working with him in years past, because I could give a pretty good update on how it is now. I want to know how it was working with him a couple years back.
I got to admit, it was kind of like hit or miss. All right. Like, he was either before lunch, he was kind of like angry, like kind of yelling at everybody. Right. But then after, you know, once he's had his little snack, his little meal, you know, he was very calm. He was very nice to everyone.
Or his $30 in Taco Bell.
I was going to say, little meal is cutting it lightly.
I'm not one to judge on that front. But after that time, it was totally different Toretto. I must admit.
From now on, we address him only as Toretto on this show.
He's Dom Toretto.
That's all I ever called him. And then my other coworker would get mad because I guess her last name was Toretto and she would get confused.
He legit told this story maybe like 2 days ago. He was like,
I
had a former coworker always calling me Dom Toretto, but we had another coworker whose last name was Close. So she would get mad that he was saying it. And the whole time I was thinking this was like maybe when he was working PG&E or maybe when he was working at other jobs. No, this was Orchard and this was little Rudy who was calling him Dom Toretto.
The funniest thing is the only time he was truly Fast and Furious was when he was trying to get home but accidentally shit his pants on the road. I had to do a mic cover on that or a fucking camera cover on that.
I was laughing so hard I thought a nip slip was going to occur. So.
I didn't listen to the last 2 seconds of what you guys were saying because I had that locked and I'm like, cannot forget that one.
Oh my
God. I mean, how bad could it have really been? He's always in brown khakis. I mean, you couldn't probably even tell.
Wait. How good's your eyesight there, Rudy?
Oh, he's got a picture of the shitty underwear.
Hold on.
Live on podcast. Man, this will be great once I figure out how to do video for this. We'll have to bring this bit back just for the picture. I'm sure he would love to have that posted all over the internet. That's his underwear.
I'm sorry, Rudy. You're eating at the moment? Yeah.
Oh, dude. Quick. Today at work, one of the fucking install techs, because we had a fucking meeting, so everybody was there. And as people started fading out through the day or whatever, out of nowhere he goes, dude, I have this spray. It's liquid ass. And I'm like, what? What is this? You know, you think like a fart bomb or something like that. And he goes, no, he pulls out this little spray bottle. If you guys can't see this, but I think it's about what, like 4 inches, 4 or 5 inches? Wow. Tyler, is that what 4 or 5 inches look like to you?
I mean, you really undersold 4 or 5 inches.
I was going to say.
This is more like 4 or 5 inches, buddy. More visual bits for an audio-only podcast.
So it's a small little tube, almost comparative to like a road travel Tabasco, but a little bigger or whatever. And he goes, I want to spray it, but it's just so bad. I want to fuck with somebody. And I go, well, let me smell it. So I go out, and he goes, I'm not going to spray it. And he goes, we take it to the corner of the parking lot. And he just opens the thing up and takes the lid off. And he goes, just get a whiff before I spray this thing. And I put my nose right up to the fucking thing. And I took a big old fucking... And I went, oh, dude, it was worse than anything my body has produced. And anybody who's heard me fart or shit or smelt me fart or shit knows how bad that is.
Yeah, we shared a bathroom for about 19 years of our lives, my life. And
I was going to say, Travis, that's pretty hard to beat. You know, we've had a lot of parties here.
It
my house, you know,
it is almost impossible to beat. He's had shits that I and no pun intended, I shit you not, could have killed a small child.
Yeah, small child definitely would be dead in some of those scenarios.
Oh my God, that's insane.
But before we get off, Ty, so Rudy has mentioned what it's like to work with him. What is it like to work with you? So, because all I hear is his end of the stories, which are
so I don't listen.
Portray
I don't
you as a bad guy.
I don't listen, so I don't know exactly what he says. I just assume it's all good things.
It's not.
Obviously, it's not. But see, I don't run into that same issue because he tells me that every morning he makes a stop at 7-Eleven where he gets his coffee and like three donuts or whatever he has for breakfast.
Wait a second. No joke. Every morning he stops at 7-Eleven.
Every morning. So, no. Well, He's cut back, so I've been working with him for about a month. He cut back. I think last week he stopped going to 7-Eleven every morning, but I'd say the first 3 weeks of working with him, it was constant.
As a guy with a terrible diet, and I do not mind eating 7-Eleven food. Every once in a while, I'll go grab a pizza from there, taquitos. I have no issue with any of that at all. But to go to 7-Eleven and get not just a coffee, but breakfast every day.
every morning.
It's a fucking McDonald's is absolutely absurd.
So he told me that when he first started at this job, because our job is off of the Hop Yard exit in Dublin, which on the other side of the freeway is Chick-fil-A. He said the first 3 months he was going to Chick-fil-A every single morning. Every single morning. I was like, dude, you're psychotic. That's insane.
You know what's funny? I bet you he doesn't even have 7-Eleven rewards.
No. And hey, if you have 7-Eleven rewards, 11 cents off your gas.
I have 7-Eleven. I know. I have 7-Eleven rewards. Tyler has 7-Eleven rewards as well.
Yeah, I got 11 cents off the gas.
I went to the 7-Eleven by my house because I was at the one by Rudy's house in the manor there, right? Yep. And I go in there and I'm buying shit, and the guy goes, oh my God, you have enough points, you can almost get a whole large pizza. So I'm like, interesting. Almost.
What else do I have to buy to get
And
the
this
points?
Is before I downloaded, this is before I figured out they have an app to check like what the rewards are. App? So they have an app. You should download the app because this happened to me. I walk into the 7-Eleven by my house here or my apartment here. And I go, hey man, by the way, like how many like taquitos will my points earn me right now? Can I get with my points right now? Or did I get enough to earn a large pizza? And the guy goes, I have no idea. Have a nice day.
Have a nice day. See you later.
What?
Right?
Are you sure you said it like that, or was it more like, I have no idea, buddy?
Nah, he wasn't. Whoa. He wasn't Whoa. That.
Canceled.
Oh, okay, okay.
He wasn't right, that Indian.
Right. Didn't we have this conversation before we started? Really?
He was
what
probably.
The hell?
Whoa.
That was
whoa,
a different
whoa,
conversation.
Whoa. I was going to say, that's a totally different conversation.
Oh, shit. I'm looking at this 7-Eleven thing now. This is crazy. I had no idea they had an app.
Yeah, you should download. If you anybody out there who has 7-Eleven rewards, make sure you download the app. That's all.
If you don't have 7-Eleven rewards, I mean, what are you doing? By the way, Trapdoor 2.0 sponsored by 7-Eleven somehow. Maybe not after Rudy's impersonation of their store owner. But...
Well, we got two sponsors now because Donnie out of nowhere just made a fucking Truly ad.
Oh, did he?
Really?
Is that right? We have conflicting sponsors. I have Bud Light Seltzer, so the hard sodas. So this is fuck Truly.
Well, now we're.
I really don't have any drinks.
I have a Modelo currently.
Does Arrowhead count? That's the only thing I have in my room.
Arrowhead, which is the worst water.
Yeah. What?
Rudy, look, why do you have Arrowhead?
Look. It wasn't by my choice. All right, this was left here in my room. It's just still here. I haven't gotten rid of it yet.
Who's leaving water bottles in your room that's not you?
You got to make sure that's not liquid ecstasy.
Chug it and find out.
Oh, no. You know what? I'm just going to put it back off of that. But that would be my girlfriend. She had one day and didn't finish it and left it in here. So
That sounds like a big Tyler move.
That 100% a big Tyler move, but also a big anybody move that drinks Arrowhead water. Nobody's finishing any of those bottles.
Yeah, it looks like she took a few sips and set it down. Yeah,
we're going to have an intervention with your girlfriend about drinking Arrowhead water.
Yeah. Get her on Dasani.
No, Dasani's even worse.
Whoa, buddy. You're coming out for a couple of Dasani lovers.
Did you not know what's in Dasani?
Water.
No, it's not. It's not.
Okay,
do you have a Dasani bottle with you? Do you have a Dasani bottle with you?
No way. Water?
Yeah, we don't drink water.
No, look. If you have a Dasani bottle and you look on the back, on the label, like any one of these, it should just say water in the bottle, right?
Yeah, it's got stuff
you
in
look
it.
Look on the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has stuff in it that makes you thirstier after you drink it. And it has one of the three chemicals in a lethal injection. Do with that information what you will.
Yeah, it's a Coke product, of course.
But it's in water.
Yeah,
can I get
it's water? Yeah.
Can I get a Dasani that has the rest of them too? Or
oh my god,
let's fucking party!
Jesus Christ!
I actually, if we're talking waters right now,
water talk.
I prefer Fiji water. So,
oh
wow, that's getting a little bougie there,
Mr. Fucking bougie as fuck. Sweetie.
Mr. Fucking hoity-toity over here.
God damn. Well, currently I just drink fucking sink water with ice in it, so.
I was going to say, hey, yo, tap water's not
And guess
bad.
What I have to make the fucking ice out of?
The tap water?
The fucking sink water. So, do with that info what you will.
That's just nonstop sink water, dog. It's like Inception. You're incepting my mind. Sink water. When does the sink water stop?
You know what's funny is
I
think the sink water got into my brain and made me think of doing it with the sink water.
Oh shit.
I just finished up right before I finished up a couple sirloins on the cast iron. Dude, it was the best fucking sirloins I ever cooked. Like,
whoa.
What?
I was just saying, whoa, you cooking. That's my bad. My bad. Yeah, I didn't know you were chefing it up.
Oh, dude, I'm chefing it up. I challenge your mom to a cook off, dude.
Oh, you don't want to see me, man. I'd be whipping on the grills.
Oh shit, Lil Rudy versus Travis. An actual cook off that will actually
I'm just saying.
Yeah, not Dominic.
It always circles back to Dominic.
It always circles back.
So I just
we gotta put him on the logo, but never invite him onto the show.
I just watched Ted 2 the other night for, you know, this isn't my first time watching
it. Mondays.
A rewatch. You're always two clicks away from Big Black Dicks, and you're always two conversational topics away from Dominic Hobson.
Yeah. Dominic Toretto.
Oh, sorry. Dominic Toretto, of course.
There it is. Family.
Oh,
family.
Big Rudy. Little Rudy is now working at Old Dominion, dude.
Oh, is that right?
His starting pay was what I was getting paid when I got fired.
How much is that? How much do you make before taxes?
Rudy, you don't have to answer that.
You do not have to answer that. Let's just say he makes a pretty good sum. And Rudy's been telling some funny stories about the older guys at work who remember when I used to work there and shit. What was the first thing they said when they found out that that you knew me?
They asked what they were doing. They were curious as to if you were still alive or not.
I was going to say they probably thought he was dead.
They were just, oh, he's still around. Oh, what's he doing? And then they went into very detailed stories on the things that happened at OD.
Of course.
They're kind of sad they didn't document it. They said it would have made a really good TV show, OD Gone Wild, is what they said they would have called it.
It was a lawless place back in the day, I'll tell you that for sure.
I'm sure they missed the old urinal peeker.
Wait.
The urinal peeker?
Yeah, you used to tell me all the time you were staring at dudes' dicks at OD.
I thought that would have been Donato.
Oh, Donato! No, Donato showed up to the fucking fair one year to hang out with me, TK, and fucking Johnny Guzman and a bunch of other dudes from work. And then by the end of the night, forgot where he had parked. So then me, being the nice guy, took him on a fucking tour of the entire parking lot to find his fucking car after the fair was closed. Yeah, not fun.
Did you find it?
Yeah, eventually. But he was saying that it was by the entrance by the farm animals. It was not. It was on the complete other entrance to the fucking thing. So I walked all the way out. I'm like, I know where you're going. This is where you're at. You're like, by the trailers, by this, by that. It's over here. Walk over there. Vehicle not over there. Walked all the way around the other parking lot. Ended up running into everybody else who I left and told them to come find me to come pick me up by Donato's car because they were walking out the other way.
Jesus Christ.
That sounds like something Donato would do.
Oh my God.
He doesn't really talk to me. It's more like
he doesn't know how to talk.
Yeah, he's like this and just points at stuff and then expects me just to like automatically know. Oh yeah, I'll do that for you.
Because he doesn't know how to talk. He doesn't know how to speak English.
Yeah, I think he's the reason that OD now offers dental.
Tyler, you have never seen this man.
I think didn't he? Wasn't he at the Kennedy Park? Was he?
He was at the Kennedy Park. You did see him.
I was gonna say. I think I've seen this guy before.
Oh my God!
Donato's a great guy. He's a great guy.
Great.
He's a character.
I remember one time he just stopped showing up to work. Nobody told us why. Nobody, and then come to find out, he had got deported because he had forgot to renew his work visa. And we were like, all right. And then he just showed up the next week. Like nothing happened.
Nothing.
Didn't even address it. Didn't even address it.
A man like Donato doesn't faze him.
What's one more trip across the border?
Exactly. Get to see the family for a little bit. Come on back.
So what's it like getting to work? What's Jimmy like now?
Jimmy doesn't work at that. They opened a new terminal.
You know, speaking, I was about to say that. I saw him today. He was there today.
Oh, what was he doing?
Is he looking like Big Jim? Yeah.
I had never met him before.
He doesn't know. Yeah.
Oh fuck.
That was my first time meeting him. I walk in, he's sitting in with all the dispatchers.
Did
doing
he try
something on the computer?
Did he try and shake your hand really hard?
No, I reached out and shook his hand, and yes, he grabs
it really hard.
It's a power,
It's
a power move.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember Coach Strong from Arroyo, one of those right there. Yeah.
That's where he learned it. He saw Coach Strong. He's like, I need to be just like him.
No, come on. You know Big Jim. We all know the family. Oh, yeah, he learned Jim. That from them.
He learned it from Big Jim.
But anyways,
one of these days,
like,
we
hey,
might get a cease and desist for talking shit about people. No reverence. But go ahead, Rudy. I'm sorry. I keep cutting you off.
Oh, no, you're good. I was meeting him for the first time. Tony was in there with me, too. I was like, hey, heard Jimmy Mink was in the dispatcher. I was like, come on, little Rude, let's go say hi. We walk in there and we're, yeah. Oh, she's not talking to me. We walk in there and I walk,
shut the fuck up, Vicky. Don't say that. Don't say that. She won't listen to this. I'm not worried.
That's just for the boys. It's just for the boys.
Yeah. And the rest of the internet.
That's high expectations.
That's funny. That's funny. So you've never met him before, but you've heard plenty of stories from.
No,
from
yeah, and I didn't even. I really just wanted to introduce myself. I said, "Hey, how are you? I'm Rudy. I'm Rudy Gomez." And Tony was like, "Yeah, this is Rudy Gomez's son, Little Rudy." I was like, "Oh." He was like, "Oh, nice to meet you. I've met your family." And I just said hi, and he was a very nice guy. He shook my hand and all that, and that was about it. You know, it was a little bit awkward, I'm not gonna lie, because he really didn't know who I was. He knew of me, I guess, but
yeah, I'm sure, because I mean, we've talked about him.
I see it.
Is that Puffy?
Yes, that's Puffy.
Puffy, fuck hi, off.
No, say hi, Puffy.
They want to see. I want you to say hi, Puffy.
Puffy, come on the radio show.
This is just like when Hardy slapped that 7-Eleven homeless guy last week.
He did what?
What did Puffy say?
He said less than $50, and I'm not going. He said that has to be a charge.
I mean, who does he sound like? Hey, Tyler, who does he sound like?
Oh, my God. He's hanging out with fucking TK too much. That fucking guy. So you're telling me Hardy slapped a homeless guy on the podcast
last week on the podcast, at one point, Hardy, because he lives right – speaking of 7-Eleven, he lives right down the street from one. So he got up in the middle of the podcast and just walked down to 7-Eleven to get some beers.
Of course. As one would do.
We're
right back, guys. Give me 1 second.
You're good. Shitty part was that he walked into 7-Eleven to do his thing, and literally the connection from him just fell out. The next thing he comes back, we see him. Me and Donnie kind of carried the conversation. He comes back, we see him. Is that Puffy leaning his fucking head in?
Puffy leaned his head in. Is that a $25 fee, Puffy, or what?
Now I owe him $5. He poked an eye in this.
He poked an eye.
So
okay, so he's coming back from 7-Eleven.
So he's like, he's got the camera, and you can see him. He's still out front of 7-Eleven. He's like, "Fuck these plates, man! I just slapped the shit out of this dude." And you can see the homeless guy in the background. I'm like, "What the fuck?" Come to find out, after the show, he was like, "I know that guy." he's always there. The 7-Eleven was closed for some reason. It was just weird, really weird.
I mean, just more reason for 7-Eleven to come and sponsor us. I mean, we're getting rid of their homeless problem.
Well, he was sitting there by the door, though.
Yeah, he was going to be gone eventually.
He said, "I'm coming back when the door's open."
You think about it, Travis. You know, you might own a 7-Eleven. All these points you keep stacking up. You know, forget the free pizza. Just keep going. You might get a 7-Eleven.
That's actually not a bad idea. Ask them next time you go in.
How many
points do I need
to take over this business?
How many more taquitos do I have to buy to take over the business?
Guess where I'll be stopping every day for breakfast.
You might see someone.
I guarantee you, he got those the pink donuts with sprinkles on it too.
I wouldn't be surprised.
The Homer Simpson donut right there.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Oh my fucking goodness. Well,
but yeah, it's quite funny. It's quite funny working with Dominic.
Yeah,
it was true. It just comes back. It just comes back.
It always circles back.
There's no avoiding it.
Well, so what's new with you guys? Anything new going on? Anything pressing that you'd like to talk about or you'd like to bring up on the show?
I'm in a pool for March Madness. No, I don't know anything about it.
You're sitting in your bedroom. You're not in a pool.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Nice. Nothing better than beer.
Nothing better than getting Travis to spit up something. It's always a fucking laugh.
You saw me drinking it. You're like, oh, let me save onto this bitch real quick.
So you're in a March Madness pool. You know nothing of March Madness. Is your bracket busted?
I don't know. I don't even know what that means. I could tell you what team I have. I have LSU.
Ah, that's a good
LSU. Didn't they lose today?
I don't know.
They played earlier.
No, you gotta be lying.
Did LSU lose today?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It was a close game. If they didn't lose,
I've had this phone for maybe 2 years now. Never got Siri to work once. Not a single goddamn time.
Would you like me to give it a shot here?
Yeah, you do it.
LSU March Madness game.
Now playing March Madness.
Yeah, they lost to Iowa State. I was watching this earlier.
Damn it.
Bracket busted. Well,
there goes $25.
Are you in any brackets, Ty? Are you placing any wagers, possibly?
I did a little parlay today. So Cheese texted me yesterday. He's been on an absolute cold streak. So he was trying to get his cold streak busted. So he texted me asking if I could place a bet, which was fading his bet. So he ended up winning.
What was the game?
This was, let's see. Hold on. I'm trying to find it. Too much going on in this group chat. This was on Tuesday. This was Wright State versus Bryant.
Oh, for them to accept. They got the Wright State got the beat shit, the shit beat out of them today.
Yeah, so to get into the tournament, they had to beat Bryant. The playing game, they beat Bryant. And then today I put in a little parlay. It was Jacksonville State plus 15.
Busted.
Florida money line, and then the under in the Notre Dame-Alabama game. Jacksonville State got absolutely fucking demolished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was bad.
Busted from the beginning.
From the first game, I was like, all right, I'm not putting any more bets in today.
I placed a few wagers during March Madness so far, just some small things. I'm not really rolling in some money, so just some extra change I have laying around. But so far, I am 2-0, and I'm looking at winning my third game as we speak because Colgate is currently winning to over Wisconsin. So yesterday, I placed a bet for New Mexico State. They were plus 7.5. Well, they ended up covering.
Yeah.
And I had my finger hovering
on the money line.
Hovering over money line, and I just didn't take it. So today I was feeling it. I went in, I said, Notre Dame, money line underdogs.
Yeah.
Bam, hits. So then I'm like, I was gonna set up a parlay for this afternoon, but I just decided to go Colgate, and I took the points. Yeah. The points were at like fucking 9 or something like that. Looks like they're going to cover.
Love to see it.
Yeah. A lot of time, though, left in the second half.
You got to start sending me and Cheese some winners.
I'll let you guys know what I'm on.
We've been on a cold streak.
You guys don't know a fucking thing.
You guys are talking over here, and I honestly don't know what's going on.
Well, you know what's funny is I don't know a fucking thing about college basketball either.
I tell myself every year, I'm like, I'm going to watch so that by March Madness, I'll be ready to play some good bets. I'm going to win some money. I don't watch a single game of basketball. March Madness comes around, I throw all my money into
it. I've listened to the first 10 minutes of Hammer Down. And then I Google the matchups and see what other sharps are betting.
Love to see it.
Yeah.
You're doing the smart thing. I see teams, I go, they look like they're going to cover a 15-point spread today.
Well, I'm not going to just fucking waste my money. That's why I'm 2-0.
Well, I mean, I was up 100. I had $132 in that account from the Super Bowl, so I was like, I got some money to play with.
Which, by the way, the Super Bowl, if I would have actually put money down on all the props that I thought were going to hit, I'd have been fucking rich.
Should have told me.
A lot of shoulda, woulda, coulda's.
Yeah.
You're fucking exactly right, Rudy. You'll learn. When you get of age, I'll take you to a sports book. I'll show you how to do some real sports betting.
Oh, you know, that's a scary sentence to say to somebody. When you get of age.
Yeah, when you get of age, I'll take you.
Well, I didn't say I was going to fuck you. I just said I was going to teach you how to sports bet, dude.
Whoa. No one said that either, you know.
You implied it heavily.
I don't know about all that one. Rudy, are you not over the age of 18?
I definitely am.
Isn't it 18 to bet in Nevada?
Oh, maybe it is.
I can't remember off the top of my head.
I don't know.
Maybe it is 21 because I'm trying to think of the slots.
The sluts.
I think it might be 21 only because of the drinks.
It is 21 because I remember Ty and Jimmy Minkle come to speak of them going to an 18 and up fucking the Chicken Ranch Casino at an Indian reservation.
Yep.
That's the only one, didn't you?
I can go to.
No, Tyler Kiai kept telling me every weekend, "Oh, let's go out here," and I'm like, "No, I'm not gonna go to a casino with you, Tyler." Weird.
Hey, you know what? I don't like gambling like that motherfucker now, anyways. And your mom is included. They sit down at the slots and they do well. Like, I don't understand how they do well. They also funnel a bunch of money into the fucking slots.
That's how you do it right there. You gotta spend the money to make the money, pretty much.
At least if I go to a sports book and I gamble on a sports, if there's anyone to blame, it's my lack of knowing what the fuck is going on.
Yeah. Yep, pretty much. That's why I just wait on baseball season to come around. I know my baseball. That's where my money will – that's where I'll make my nut in betting.
Oh, speaking of baseball, what's going on with the A's right now? I haven't really read much, but I've seen a little bit.
Rudy, you are young. Who are you a fan of? Are you a fan of the A's?
I'm a fan of baseball.
That's what I thought. I thought it was something like that.
Okay.
You are not old enough to have gone through enough of these changes, noticeably understanding what's going on. The A's, I would say since what, like 94?
Yeah,
93.
Are they doing that thing like Moneyball? Are they doing that Moneyball
it's
thing?
It's still the same thing. They're selling house. They've got all these really good young talent who are all-star caliber, and they've got to a place now where they're either going to have to pay them big contracts or get another bunch of prospects in return and start over again, which the A's way is always just get rid of them and start over again. That's why we don't win any fucking World Series or even compete in the fucking playoffs.
Travis, I got a piece of trivia for you. Biggest contract in Oakland A's history. Biggest money contract in Oakland A's history. Any idea of who it is? I say this because I read it this week, and it all circles back to Dom Toretto. He's a newfound A's fan too, so he's asking the same questions. Like, how do you deal with this year after year? How do you go through this? He's never been through anything like this as an A's fan.
I would say the biggest contract, it would have to be like Tejada, Crosby, Chavez, one of those guys.
You're in the right year, and you said one of them. So hone it down to one of the three.
Fuck,
it is.
Man. Crosby. Going
with Tejada.
No, it was Chavez. It was Xavi.
Yeah.
Because of the year spent, it was a $66 million contract.
Yeah.
Over like 6 years or something like that.
Yeah,
the AAV was terrible, but the fucking...
Well, also, he hurt his back and he couldn't play for half the fucking games and half the fucking seasons because you paid him late. Instead of paying a young, it's just a fucking mess. It's always a mess.
It's hard out here being an A's fan, but at some point, everybody says at some point you get used to it. You don't get used to it. You really don't. It bums you out. It kills your mood. It's just a bad feeling. Like I'm sitting around waiting for them to announce, oh, Montas is gone, and then Shamania is gone, and we're just selling house, man.
No, we'll keep Shamania. You know the way that goes.
I said that the other day.
You know the fucking way that goes.
I was like, they're going to keep one guy. It's going to be Shamania, and it's going to be like, well, we need to keep our veteran presence.
We need
somebody who knows the system, who's an Oakland A for life.
You wouldn't believe how much shit me and Donnie got when we went to the fucking wild card game, and we were like, they're starting this motherfucker. It's going to be bad. And what happened? He got lit up in the fucking first inning of the ball game.
Yeah.
I mean, just dumb.
It's tough. It's definitely tough. But hey, it's very exciting times for baseball in general. A lot of moves going on.
Tons
a lot of,
them.
Trades getting sent around.
Is there any that you want to talk about in particular?
I mean, obviously the Freddie Freeman one is pretty big. That Dodgers lineup absolutely fucks.
It's crazy to me. And I don't understand this. Some people have talked about how they think Matt Olson is a better player and probably got more life on him than Freddie Freeman. But as an Atlanta Brave, right? Wouldn't you want to keep your guy there? I just don't understand the move.
I think it's an age thing. I think they knew they were going to be able to give him that, what, 8 year, $158 million contract or something like that, that the Atlanta ended up giving Matt Olson at the end or after they traded for him. You know, you couldn't get 8 more years out of Freddie Freeman. I think he's got 5, maybe 5 at most. But it's kind of tough to turn your back on a guy like that, you know, after having such a MVP caliber season, and he's had back to back, if not 3 times over, you know, MVP caliber seasons. I don't see how they could turn their back on him either.
Rudy, do you follow these guys as much as we do?
No, not at all. It's the same thing with what you guys were talking about earlier. It's just more like a foreign language to me. I'm here for the ride.
So that's crazy. So you grew up, you played baseball, you dedicated almost your entire life to playing. But you're not
done yet. Don't count them out just yet.
Not done yet. I believe.
Yep, I might do slow pitch. I might do slow pitch.
That's what we're talking about right there. but you don't follow the sport as much.
I mean, I don't. I think I always enjoyed playing it more rather than watching it.
Interesting. It's not very often you come across someone who has that. Not saying it's a bad thing or anything like that. It's just it's very unique.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, sports games. They never really made sense to me. Like Madden or 2K, right? It's like, I understand, like, you know, you got these players that you could look up to and admire. You want to, you know, play as them or make your own, right? But you go to the park and play basketball. You know, you could do it. I mean, Call of Duty is different because, you know, you can't just go out and start mowing down people. Yeah.
I mean,
there's a difference there, but
you can.
Well,
it's a lot more frowned upon.
You may not like the repercussions for doing such action.
Yes,
depends on how of a kill streak you get.
Just fucking go join the goddamn Ukrainians right now. They'll take anybody.
Here we go.
It's last week all over again. He's getting political on us.
I didn't do that. That's the way the conversation went, pal.
Okay.
Well, actually, you know, Travis, you're still old enough. You would get drafted.
There's no way.
We had this conversation. Yeah. He has the disease of a 13-year-old girl. They wouldn't take him.
No. Do you know how the whole draft thing works?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
I know how the MLB draft works. Hopefully it's nothing like that.
I know how drafts work if you're going to, let's say, pick the horniest cartoon characters ever.
Okay.
Shout out.
Shout out a podcast that used to exist. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I mean, Nick Castellanos just signed with the Phillies, too, earlier today, right before we came on, pretty much.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's a fly ball to left center field.
There's a fly ball. Possible landing spots for Carlos Correa and Trevor Story?
No idea.
I was having this conversation at work today.
So I haven't been keeping up. Since I knew we were going to be dropping the whole segmented thing and we're going to stop talking about baseball, like have to talk about it as a segment.
Yeah.
I'm barely keeping up. So I wouldn't really know exactly where the landing spots are for them.
Yeah.
But they're both left side of the infield guys.
Both shortstop.
Well, let's see, because the Rockies went out and they fucking paid a bunch for Chris Bryant.
Yeah.
Seems like a real commitment to do something big. They could go. Maybe they're letting go of Trevor Story to bring in Correa. I don't know.
Just a real, real big contract. After giving Chris Bryant such a big contract, seems like that's the whole reason Correa's leaving the Astros is Houston doesn't want to pay him that big fucking contract.
I think it's a little bit different. I think they're trying to clean house and clean the name of what that 2019 team is.
Yes.
For
that's,
sure.
That could be true.
That's number one Anuno on their list.
Yeah.
They knew once it started to become a huge thing that wasn't going away. Oh my. I'm sorry. I got the basketball game on. Dude from Wisconsin, the ball went out of bounds on them. He behind the basket, and he tried to do like a cool move where he jumps and then throws the ball back into play, and it just hit the back of the backboard and went out of bounds still. So I had to take a little pause there. But Yeah, no, I think they're trying to wipe that clean. I don't think they really want to fucking talk about it.
Makes sense. All right, off of that, let's get into movie talk here. The Batman.
I do want to talk about the fucking Batman. Because last week, Hardy was just like, this is stupid. I don't fucking talk about it.
I can tell Rudy, we were losing Rudy there for a while. I was like, let's get into something we all know.
Look. When it wasn't playing Something in the Way by Nirvana, he was on his bike. That was it.
Rudy's not a big fan of the movie.
Oh, no.
That was it.
Yeah.
It was either him being emo or him listening to the song Something in the Way. That was it. That was the movie.
Yeah. Rudy, this is a terrible take, buddy.
I mean, couldn't be furthest. Did you ever play the Batman games, Rudy? Any of the
Arkham? No, I did not, thankfully. Oh, thankfully.
Oh, buddy.
My childhood was spared.
No, those games were heaters, brother. They were great, great video games. Great video games. And that's why
Lego Batman. Does that count?
I count it. I'll count that a little bit. Lego Batman.
I played the Lego version. But it wasn't a bad movie, but
how did 3 hours treat you? I'm sure that was a little rough to get through.
That was the thing. Everyone was kind of like exhausted by the end of it. It felt like it was 30 minutes to me.
Rudy, I want to do a quick feeler on you because
what's going on over there, Trav?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
First you want to take him out, feeler? Now you want to give him a quick feeler.
Oh, you guys are perverts! You guys are perverts. I just want to. So
that's a tea calling kettle black.
Can you just really quick name the three what you think is the three best movies ever made? And your top three favorite movies ever made.
Oh, God.
Because they can be different. Me and Tyler know this. Some of our favorite movies are not best made movies, right? Hot Rod is up there. For me, at least.
I mean,
I think you gave it like a fucking 80, bud.
If you're not going to put the SpongeBob SquarePants movie as shut one the of fuck the greatest up. Just ever shut up. Made.
Just shut up.
Not even a favorite, just the greatest ever made, then... I'm already going to discredit this list.
You know, that's difficult. I really like when you say like you're talking all movies, of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So in my personal opinion, I would have to have something like one of the Jurassic Park, anything, one of them up there.
Is that your favorite or the best?
I would say that's one of my favorites. Okay. I wouldn't say it's the best, but it's definitely one of my favorites.
All right.
I don't know if you can see it, but actually I have a poster up there.
I see
Jurassic Park.
I snuff that out.
Yeah, no way I'm seeing that.
Yeah, Travis can't see.
God, I really don't know. It's like a really. I mean, what do you mean? Like best movie? Like just like in my opinion, or like
Ty?
Like
why don't you Ty? Why don't you give them your quick three?
Like, so top three ever made. I mean, and one of them, people are going to be like, this guy's never even seen this movie, but The Godfather is one of the top three.
Okay, do not put that on the list.
I'm putting it on the list because it is a top three movie ever made. It is. Just because I haven't fully seen it doesn't
I'm
mean
a Godfather 2 guy.
I'm a no Godfather
I think,
guy.
I think Godfather 2 is superior to God the first Godfather.
Oh, I thought you were just agreeing that you were a Godfather guy.
No.
So The Godfather, I'd probably say Django Unchained is up there. Ooh, as one of the greatest movies.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
And then let me think. Just because I really enjoy comedies, I think Step Brothers is like the perfect comedy. So I'd say that is one of the best movies ever made in a comedy sense. But that's, you know, that's a top three ever made for me.
And then now a top three favorite
would be like I'd put the Batman up there because the Batman I walked out of that thinking I just watched one of the best movies I've ever seen.
I don't know where people got that from. Like, don't get me wrong, it wasn't bad, but it just was like, it was kind of like Spider-Man No Way Home, right? Everyone was like talking about, oh my God, this is the best movie ever made. And I walked out like, eh. I mean, it was cool, don't get me wrong. I'm seeing all of them on screen, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
How would you rank the two? Would you say that the Batman was better than No Way Home, or would you say
no?
Okay, so you enjoyed No Way Home better.
Yeah, and that's probably because I like Marvel. But DC to me has always been cool, but DC makes better TV shows, in my opinion.
I agree with that. top three favorite. Also, I'd put the SpongeBob SquarePants movie. That wasn't a bit. That's a real thing. I fucking love that movie.
Are you talking about the one where it's the king? Like that? Oh, yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Like,
all right.
The 2006, 2007
the
one.
Krabby Patty mobile. Yeah.
The Krabby Patty.
There we go. Yep.
OG.
Most not the weird ketchup. Animated one. Those things stink.
No. Yeah. Those and then like Toy Story. And then like Toy Story would be, I mean, it could make either of those lists, but yeah.
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 Toy Story 2, I really like. That's another one of my favorites. Oh, I really like Toy Story.
That was a fucking classic right there.
Al's buddy. Big fucking toy barn, buddy.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. So like there's a little bit different, you know, between what you like and what you think is the best, you know. I was just trying to see because then I can get a good judgment on what your movie prowess is exactly.
Do you guys know what the movie The Professional is?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. I think
really?
I think I've seen it.
It's the Italian Hitman.
The Italian Hitman.
Ty, you looking it up real quick?
I'm looking up The Professional, yeah.
Yeah, look who's the star of that, because I think I watched this movie.
I think it's called The Professional.
Leon the Professional.
There it is.
Jean Reno.
Oh, it's an actual French movie?
Gary Oldman's in it. I don't think it is. Gary Oldman, Natalie Portman.
What do we got? What do we got score wise on that?
73% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Came
out in 94.
Is that like one of your favorites?
I wouldn't say it's one of my favorites. I just thought that was a really good movie.
Okay.
And off that too, what was the other one that I watched? That I watched it for the first time. Die Hard. I had never seen Die Hard before.
Absolutely great Christmas movie.
Shut the fuck up. No, it's not a Christmas movie.
Yeah, it is.
Stop it.
Travis gets so upsetty when I say that.
Oh, because it's fucking stupid. So if I were going to do a list, right, my three favorite movies of all time definitely would have to include Jim Carrey's The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. I would probably go... Thor Ragnarok, and then I would probably go after that. I can't really pick. I think it's a tie between. I think it's a tie. Okay, I'll go Django Unchained. Yeah. I think Django Unchained is one of my favorite movies of all time. And then
you literally used to cuddle with your sleep paralysis demon watching Django Unchained.
And then like the three of the best movies ever made. I mean, would have to be Godfather Part Two. Godfather Part Two, Empire Strikes Back.
See, these are all movies that I've never seen.
You've watched Star Wars.
Okay, but I couldn't tell you which movie was which.
Empire Strikes Back is Luke
the second from the original trilogy. And probably lastly, oh, this is difficult.
Han Solo gets frozen in carbonite.
Oh,
yeah, see, I mean, I've only seen bits and pieces. My brother has seen them all. I've never seen them.
What would be the third best movie ever made for me? Fuck.
Hot Rod. Hey, okay, I got one for you.
I don't even want to know.
Absolutely.
The
Wrong Missy? The Wrong Missy?
Oh, my goodness. Stop it.
That one.
That's a classic.
I was going to say, you know, speaking of like that little group of actors, Grown-Ups.
Yes.
That's one of my favorite comedies. I can watch Grown-Ups a lot.
It's literally what it's made for. That's what Adam Sandler does better than anybody in all of his comedies, especially in his newer years, but even in his early days. Like if you look at Billy Madison or Happy Gilmore, or
Waterboy,
right? They're enjoyable for the whole family. Everybody can watch it and not have a big old deal with it. You can't usually nitpick anything out of most of those besides like maybe Little Nicky or whatever. And even later years, right? Like and I'm saying nitpick things out of them like Little Nicky is that people can go, I'm not going to show my child this. It depicts the devil and hell in a fun, light aspect. You know, they put tits on that guy's head and they shove a pineapple up Adolf Hitler's ass.
I mean, if they got a problem with the pineapple up Hitler's ass, we know what they are.
Well, they just, you know, some people like Hitler. I mean, it sucks to say, but that's the fucking case.
I'm not even going to say anything off that. I mean, what can you
admit
that
there's fucking Nazis in the world? I'm not one of them.
I don't know. That sounds like what one of them would say.
I was going to say. Real confident that there are Nazis in the world. Sounds like a Nazi.
That's totally like a, are you a cop? No, that's what a cop would say.
Yeah. Well, that's basically what it was.
Yeah, if it walks like a Nazi and talks like a Nazi, it must be a fucking Nazi, huh?
If it walks like a Nazi and it talks like a Nazi, like then Heil Hitler, huh? As Rudy Heil's in the background. Everybody can't see that.
I didn't do that. What are you talking about?
I didn't. I saw no such thing.
Oh, be a man of your bit, dude. Stand up for your bit, all right?
Whoa.
Terrible.
That's funny. No, I did.
What about games?
What? What about games?
Nothing. You on got the game games? Front.
You got games?
Nobody games no more? Nobody playing video games?
I just got off a hot win in fucking Warzone earlier, and then I took a nap.
Oh, my.
Then I did this Warzone program.
This guy still plays Warzone.
She would play Mario Party, but you know, kind of every Monday,
he brought this up for a reason. So every Monday now, before, because I would usually split time, I go to either Ken's house before Monday bowling, or go to Vicky's house. Well, now me and Rudy have gotten to this rhythm where every Monday I show up and we play Mario Party together.
Which Mario Party?
Superstars on the Nintendo Switch.
Oh, okay. Well, I was gonna say, if it's a classic console and you're still getting your ass whooped, Travis, that's a problem.
And he puts the fucking CPUs on fucking the hardest level.
That's the only way it's fun.
That's what I'm saying, right? That's the only way to make that's it fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, last week was the first week I wasn't in last place.
Oh, that's tough.
But it was bullshit too, because 2 weeks ago I got like 3 stars from the get-go. I was fucking riding high. Then in the mid-game shit, they're like, fucking Waluigi is going to be the winner. He's in fourth place. He's got 17 coins. And then at the end of the game, they gave him 3 free stars.
That's tough, Travis. I'm sorry to hear that, pal. I'm sorry to hear you're getting...
It's bullshit. They're like, you landed on the red square the most. Go ahead, take a star. You landed on Bowser once. Here, take a star. Hey, you have a big nose like a Jewish guy. Take a star.
Oh my god. So as the name implies, I am the Super Mario Party master.
It sounds like it. Waluigi, man. I mean, I'd like to take a mustache ride. What about you guys?
I every time I make jokes about how Birdo can suck a fucking golf ball through a garden hose. Oh, really quick, too, because I thought about this the other day.
Yoshi could be hitting you from the front and licking you in the back at the same time. What the
fuck? Fucking.
Why are you doing this? Why? I'm never going to look at these characters the same. Jesus Christ.
One of my favorite memes of all time is this fucking picture of this girl, and all you see is like half her ass cheeks getting pounded doggy style, and it's just her fucking ass cheeks are beet red, and then it shows a picture of Donkey Kong doing a ground slam. Which one of y'all bros are hitting it this hard?
Why'd you change your cadence like that when you said that sentence? Who do you think you are, Dad?
Code switching. I'm code switching.
Code switching out here.
That's
dude.
What it's called.
I found myself doing that at bowling the other week.
You code switched?
I code switched with the same lady who Dad did it to, and I was like, it must be a father son thing. I don't know.
Oh my god, I was watching Undercover Brother the other night. Rudy, have you ever watched this movie?
What is it? I've never have.
It's like early to mid 2000s comedy. It's got Eddie Griffin, Dave Chappelle, and a couple other people. I care. Doogie Howser. What's his name? What?
NPH, Neil Patrick Harris.
NPH, yeah.
All right, so that explains the title.
Of course.
It's hard to explain, But Eddie Griffin's character is like stuck in the 70s and he's got to go undercover to defeat the man. And it's a one bit after another. It's really fucking funny though. At one point he has to get whitewashed to go undercover. And then he's sleeping with this white lady for a while. And he shows back up to brother headquarters because it's spies and they're all black. Fist up.
Brotherhood.
And the lady that there you go, Rudy, you got it.
There it is.
The woman who's a spy, her name is Sister Girl. So he shows up, he's like, "How are you, Sister Girl?" And she's like, she's all fucking attitude out. She's like, "It's Sister." And he's like, "I don't know about you, but where I'm from, I don't do this Ebonics. We like to pronounce our E's and our R's. Thank you very much." And it's
why'd you have to do that so fucking spot on?
I just watched it the other night. And I laughed so hard. I forgot how funny it was.
That movie is so goddamn funny.
Hey, bring up when you're going around in your normal day, bring up Ebonics to somebody and just see what they do. It usually gets a good response.
I'll bring it up to Dom Toretto next time I see him.
It always leads back. You just can't avoid it.
You're always two conversational topics away.
Dr. Seuss, where the guy's pointing each way and both ways are to Dom Toretto.
Oh, Travis is back in the meme game.
Back in the meme game. Well, I sent a couple memes out the other day.
You did.
My brain's going, buddy. It's going hard.
Oh, shit. Oh, fucking A.
Oh, well, if we want to get back to the Batman, do you have any actual thoughts you want to get off on a Batman? I know people usually come here for movie advice, so.
I thought it was great. I think it's one of the best Batman movies made. I can't wait for the trilogy. It's not better than The Dark Knight. It's close. It's not better. But I think with time, you give Robert Pattinson two more movies, same amount of time as Christian Bale, I think he can be a better Batman.
So back to what you just said. You just said the greatest, not the greatest Batman
one, wait
movie.
A second. Wait
one
a second.
Of the greatest. One of the greatest. Travis is sweating out a bet. Hold on here.
Oh, my goodness. What do I have this at? Sorry, keep talking. I'm sorry. What do I have this at?
So go ahead.
I have this. If I have this at fucking 9.5, I'm going to be.
He's going to lose his taquito money.
you think you can go back to 7-Eleven and ask? They'll take points off, but you get cash back?
Like I said, I've only been putting small wagers down, but it's just nice to win. You know what I'm saying?
It's nice to win one here and there, you know? What is small wager to you?
Just a couple bucks.
Just a couple bucks. Okay. I was going to say.
It's your bets.
Okay. Cheese puts down like $9 bets now, and I'm over here. I put like 35 down on that parlay today.
Yeah. I have. Oh, my goodness.
He had it at 9.5.
Oh, no. I have it at 7.5.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for blessing my ears. Thank you.
That's tough. Tough loss. So what were you saying, Rudy, before we were rudely interrupted by some degenerate gambler?
I've only bet within my means.
Two taquitos. All right. So the thing with Batman, right? You said it was
not the best, but I think it's one of the best. Like a top three best Batman.
It's
movie
number
ever
two
made.
It's number two to Dark Knight.
Yes.
And I think that's only because The Dark Knight is easily watched and more like a blockbuster type film. It's paced differently. It's not as in depth. It gets to the point here and there compared to this movie, which it definitely like when someone like you especially goes, "I didn't see it. You saw it, but like you didn't understand. Maybe you understood, but
you didn't enjoy it as
you
much.
You didn't enjoy all the little stuff and the hints and just." The weird kind of vibe of
it's a different kind of Batman movie. So let me get to his point.
I was following it the whole movie. Like I was in it. I was trying to figure out the riddles, right? You know, I was
of course.
Trying to figure out what was going on.
Travis just finished. The longstanding bit nobody has known. Travis has been pleasuring himself this entire time. Can't believe he lasted this long. But he finally finished.
They were.
I think the talk about Pattinson really just.
They were down. They were down 9 points, Tyler. Seconds left. They passed the ball and got a nothing bucket to make it so they lost by 7.
A little backdoor cover. We fucking love to see it live on the podcast.
Oh well, apparently there's still seconds on the clock, but.
Oh well.
Don't foul him. They're gonna foul.
He celebrated prematurely. Oh no.
I thought the clock ran out.
We're sitting here. I thought he finished within an hour. He prematurely finished.
Just don't foul him.
Looks like he's gonna keep going after this.
Just don't foul him. You don't need
to foul
him.
He swears this never happens.
Okay. All right. We're good. I'm sorry. Very sorry.
All right. So back to your point, Rudy. You followed the movie. You got there.
I did. It wasn't that it was boring. It wasn't that it was uninteresting. It was just, I don't know. I didn't see the hype around it. I really didn't. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't say that it was a terrible movie. I just don't think it was one of the greats.
I think.
So have you seen all of the Batman movies, the Dark Knight, the Keaton movies, the fucking terrible late 90s, early 2000 ones?
George Clooney, Val Kilmer.
Those were the names.
Adam West, now, Batman.
That's where my opinion can't really be validated. I never seen any of them.
That's understandable, though.
You're a young buck.
Well, at the same time, like I said earlier, I'm more interested in Marvel, really. The only thing I really like about DC, I guess, is Teen Titans. Other than that, I really don't follow it.
Teen Titans Go?
I feel it.
No, I like the original.
Well, I hate you. So. No, you like, but Rudy's a big fan of anime.
That is true.
Oh, big you and Big Daddy Guma should do a podcast about anime. I'm sure that would go on for days and days and days. That guy could talk his anime.
So really quick, let me get some thoughts off, and then I move because I do have a question about anime for Rudy. I think one of the I think that the Batman takes a terrific tone switch, and it separates itself from the more goofy. It goes darker than the Dark Knight. Setting itself up in more of this Arkham Asylum type, if you played the video games, more closely related to some of the animated works, but more into the comic book styles later in the years where it goes really, really dark, which I like. I think Robert Pattinson portrays the role of a young Bruce Wayne. Not great, but he does Batman the best he can. Most people don't realize that they think that Bruce Wayne is who he really is, when truly he is Batman and he has to learn to become Bruce Wayne, who's this billionaire philanthropist, which will come in these later films. I'm excited to see the growth of that, because you always just see he's this guy, especially in the Christian Bale ones. He's this guy from the beginning, and then he grows as Batman. This is actually taking a more truer aspect of what Batman's character is, and it's going to grow it that way. I think they did a good way of – they had three major villains, four if you count a spoiler, who I'm not going to spoil, but – three major villains in this who they were able to, in the 3 hours, completely make great characters of, and the process truly worked for them. And Catwoman, which was phenomenal.
Who was the third?
The Riddler, the Penguin, and then
Falcone.
Yeah, Carmen Falcone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
So, big mob boss.
So I think they did a great job being able to portray that, having an interesting story, seeing character growth from everybody. Fantastic. I thought it was great. It's just the hair under, like I said, the Dark Knight, and that's for reasons like I stated before. It is a little long. I can see why people hate it.
I will give it this: for what DC movies I have seen, it is the best DC movie that I've seen so far.
What DC movies have you seen?
Nothing good. I've seen Aquaman. I've seen Justice League.
The Snyder Cut?
I never got around to that one.
You should watch the Snyder Cut.
That one's all right.
I heard that one's better.
I mean, it goes from not good to good enough.
Yeah.
So
then which one was the Batman movie where Bane was there and he like collapsed the stadium?
The Dark Knight. Yep, there you go.
Okay, I've seen the part where Bane collapses the stadium. Other than that, I haven't seen the rest of it.
Oh wow. Okay, so so when you said you haven't seen all the other ones, I thought you meant like the 90s. You haven't seen the Christian Bale Batmans either.
Mm-mm.
Okay, interesting.
Oh, I've seen the part of Superman where they run under the overpass thingy, and I think it was his dad or whatever gets swept away by the tornado. Other than that, I don't know. That's DC for me.
I don't watch Superman movies.
Me neither.
I despise hate Superman.
Not a big fan. But yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes, that's right. I was gonna ask. Well, actually, I don't think it's gonna apply now because he's not a big Star Wars fan. But do you have Disney Plus?
Yes, and I know where this is going. You're gonna ask me about
Star Wars shows. Yes. Have you watched them?
I have not watched them, but I've seen clips of them, and it did look appealing. It's just I'm not really into Star Wars.
What are you into with like your fandoms? All right, we're getting
those guys.
Look at that gloomy right there.
I was gonna say,
yes, sir.
Looks a little familiar.
But yeah, I mean these right here, are my core. That guy, I got posters. Other than that, I mean,
this is an audio podcast, Rudy. Nobody else can see you.
Oh well, let's see here.
This doesn't go on YouTube, buddy.
We got a little bit of Naruto action. We got some My Hero Academia. We got some Sword Art Online. I never watched Dragon Ball Z, but I have a Funko Pop.
Nice.
I got a little bit of One Piece, and that's as far as Funko Pops go. But I've watched a lot.
You like Demon Slayer?
Ah, you know, yes. It was good. It was. I like the art style.
Went and saw a Demon Slayer movie with Big Daddy Gooma over there, and it was interesting. It was a decent movie.
I mean,
for somebody who had never seen the show, I was able to follow along the movie pretty well. So, props off to that. That's the extent of my anime knowledge.
I don't know. I watched it when I was younger, and this is what it's become. I don't know if this is a good or a bad thing.
I watched Pokemon when I was a boy.
That's how it started. Actually, no, it started with Digimon. I'm not sure if you guys know what that is.
Oh. Digimon, I was that orange character for Halloween.
We're the biggest Digimon fans.
We are the biggest Digimon fan.
actually, sorry, not us. That was a former podcast that we used to listen to. No. Those guys, they said they were the biggest Digimon fans in the world.
Biggest.
Yeah, Greymon, Skull Greymon. Oh, God.
Really?
It was kind of funny. This actually...
I was surprised it really sucked because I think that Digimon actually had better design of their characters than Pokemon did.
I believe so.
Well, you know Digimon comes from Pokemon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they took what was wrong with Pokemon and just made it better.
But it never caught on.
It was literally one of the creators who got kicked off the Pokemon team made his own.
Oh, I didn't know all of that, but that's interesting.
We love to see these.
Oh yeah, that's That was it. He was one of the like co-founders of Pokemon, and then they got into an argument, and they ended up leaving, and he made his own. That's what it turned into.
Maybe this is why Dom Toretto was always yelling at you at work, because he's a big Digimon hater.
Really?
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'll quote
always
this.
Goes back to him.
He said Digimon. What kind of fags listen to that?
Oh my!
I think that's an exact quote.
He said that, and then he went on to say some anti-Semitic and racist comments after.
Yeah. I think I have those quotes.
Because they were so bad that I'm surprised Curveballs and Chair Shots hasn't been canceled for it. But if you have them.
You know what? I'm not going to out him. I've already said the F slur. But
Yeah, that's true.
But remember, I was quoting Dom Toretto.
It was all in your quotes.
It wasn't what I said. I would never say that. It was him.
Not at all.
I would never say such things. It was
It's an audio podcast. I can't
no,
show you
I love
quote.
The
I
game.
Say it out loud.
It was that Vin Diesel looking motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm all about the LGBTQ SR LMNOP. Yeah, I love those guys.
Did you just do the alphabet wrong?
You better watch what you're saying, dude. You better watch what you're saying. All right. I'm not going to stand for this.
They will come out.
I stand in unity. I'm going to put a rainbow square on my Instagram if you keep talking like this.
Travis, you don't stand. You're a paraplegic.
Yeah, that's right. People who only listen to this know that I've actually never stood in my life. Every story of me doing anything physical is just an imaginary world that I have made up, that I live in, so I don't kill myself every day.
One of my best memories is when you were in my backyard and you fell.
That's when it happened.
Well, somebody shouldn't have took me out of the chair.
Yeah,
it's so good we can laugh about this together.
This is literally what happened. I was sitting in my room, right in this room, playing. I think I was playing video games with a bunch of other people in here. Right, we were all just taking turns playing Call of Duty or something like that. And then all of a sudden, we see like the red and blue lights on like the wall because like it was dark, so we could see like the lights coming out from the curtains, right? And so we opened the back window shades right here. And we just see someone on the ground. We're like, who is this? What happened?
A wheelchair next to
right? Yeah. And we see like some cops asking him some questions. He's sitting there like, he's like all out of it. So we walk out there like, what happened? Like, Travis fell. Like, what do you mean he fell? And all you hear in the background is, how old are you? 20. I'm 20 years old.
Good move.
And then, yeah, it was. And everyone around him, like everyone around you was like, no, he's 21. No, he's 21. He's 21. Yeah. No, 20. I'm 20 and proud.
You're a fucking idiot. Yeah. You're a real moron over
I had also just bounced my head off the cement because I chugged a bit of Red Stag, Jim Beam Red Stag, and then I filled up a beer bong, ripped that beer bong immediately after the Red Stag, then went right to a cigarette and took a long old drag. That should be that. You know what? You know what? Send us your videos, and we'll call that. That'll be the new internet challenge. It'll be the Travis challenge. You have to take at least a triple shot of Jim Beam Red Stag, funnel a beer, and then take a long drag off a cigarette. And not
did you do that when you tried to when you challenged me to wrestling?
Nah, that was no. That? You're years away. We were wrestling like maybe 3 or 4 years after that.
And he just comes up to me out of nowhere. He's like, come on, baby, Rudy, I could beat you. So, you know, I couldn't back down.
We wrestled in the grass. It was fun. It was boys being boys.
Little Rudy, how old were you at the time?
See, that's where it gets a little complicated.
Yeah, stay the age. Stay the age.
I think it was his senior year in high school.
Yep, somebody got 911 on the phone.
It definitely was not. I think I was a sophomore.
That's, ugh.
I for sure wasn't.
That's a tough look, Travis. You can't be challenging underage children to wrestling matches. And
I think I was a sophomore. Maybe it was a sophomore going into junior.
You know what? Split the difference.
split the difference. Split the difference. All right. Sounds good.
We were just wrestling. There was parent supervision. I wasn't getting touchy and Philly.
How do you?
Well, you were on the ground.
That?
I mean, he wasn't doing so hot. I mean,
he dominated me.
Okay, well, see, that doesn't make it any better. you can't say that.
Why do you keep using these?
This is my show. I can say whatever I want.
That's that's sickening.
You're sickening. Oh. You don't have a shirt on right now.
Yeah, it's hot up in this bitch.
Yeah, you need a fan?
You're my number one fan.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Have you not had enough?
Oh, I've had enough.
You know, we were so busy talking about Mr. Toretto, we never mentioned what Tyler does. What's going on with you and your job? Like, I what do you do?
He wants to know what you and Dom Toretto do together. Why don't you explain the current job situation?
Me and Dom Toretto work at a labels company where we stock inventory of just rolls and rolls of labels, and then we pull orders later on in the week, and that's pretty much how our week goes. And then I yell at Dominic, and Dominic just, you know, takes it.
I thought he was working for like AT&T or PG&E or something like
that. Oh yeah, no, he left AT&T. He quit that job. Well, he almost died of COVID.
They wouldn't let him go to 7-Eleven every day.
Yeah, so he quit AT&T, and then his fiance Mary also works for said company. She makes the rolls, and then we stock them. So she got him a job over there, and then he got me the job, and now everybody likes me more than him. So it's been fun. It's great. I turned everybody against him. I love it. Yeah, it's been great. And now you over there working at Old Dominion. Just don't follow in the footsteps of Travis, you know.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I'm reminded of the story him in the trailer every day. Every day they remind me.
Which one?
Of you in the trailer. I was going to say, which story is this one? You could air it out. I mean, he just said it's his podcast. We can say whatever we want on it.
Yes. That is true. He did just say that.
He just said
go ahead. Say what you want.
Okay.
Man, who was it? I want to say it was... I forget who's. I think it was Jack. He said that he was walking, right, like doing his little janitor sweeping, and he noticed that your forklift was in a trailer, right? And so he's like, "Oh, okay." But see, the thing was though, he did his little sweep, and when he did the loop around the entire dock, he looked, and your forklift's still sitting there. He's like, "What's going on with that?" So he walks over there, and you were sitting like this in the forklift, leaned back with your feet up, where the controls are for the forks, and you're sitting there.
Sounds about right.
Right,
slumped in a trailer on his forks.
And so, and Jack loves telling the story. He will tell it to anybody. He will say it 3 times in one day. And he said he got out his phone and went like this: click, click. Took a couple quick photos, and they somehow found their way to the big man. How it got there, he doesn't know, but you know, click.
Damn!
He threw me under the bus.
On him under the bus. Big Jeff Rowe was gonna get on your ass.
I fell
asleep. Who's Jeff Rowe?
What?
Squish, dude. Squishy. He's now a salesman. He's not even the boss anymore.
Wait, Jeff Rowe don't run that place no more?
No, he got demoted. Mm-mm. He's a moron.
Oh, that's tough. Hate to see it.
Yeah.
Is what's her name still there? Who was your
Sabrina? She's more of a boss than Jeff Rowe ever was.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Sabrina's very nice.
We can get to the whole
not from some of the stories I heard.
Yeah, count your blessings, buddy. You're new.
So how long you been with OD now?
Let's see. This Wednesday, I think, will make either 7 or 8 weeks.
Love to see it. Fuck yeah. We'd love to see that.
Making the fucking big bucks, dude.
Making the big bucks.
I'm trying to get those 8-hour days, you know.
Hard working man right there.
He's got my book, though. Amen to that. He's going to start studying in my math book so he can try and get into the electrician's program. Is
attaboy. Make something of your life.
I am
little Rudy.
I am
something of
I'm
it.
On chapter 3. Mm-hmm. I learned how to divide.
Attaboy. Attaboy. You did something Travis could never do. And that's,
you know, I never opened it until recently.
I started.
That's what I was going to say. That's what
fucking
he could never
higher,
do.
I scored in the fucking higher percentile of that book.
Yeah, you also took the test with kids who ride the short bus, Travis. What do you expect?
When I went to When I went to go onto the fucking apprenticeship program, I scored in the higher percentile in the math program. You fucking asshole! I can do math better than you any fucking day of the week.
All I know is the first day I opened this book, there's this little yellow post-it note. This one. It was in the book, right?
Yep.
And I never really noticed it at first. I thought it was on the back end of the book, right? But I opened it up. It was on the first page. He had his bookmark on the first page.
It's a bookmark.
That's not a bookmark.
What is it?
It's not a bookmark.
I don't know.
I thought it was like that.
I'm sure it snuck in there somehow, but...
I thought you were going to say you opened it up, you flipped to a page, and it said turn to page 36, and then you went to that page, and it was like, go to page 57. And then by the end of it, it just said, ha-ha, made you waste your time.
It was a post-it note that said, go to page 36, and it was a diagram of a woman's vagina.
Oh, my God. Yeah, classic. Those textbooks.
Oh, classic.
There was always one.
That's my textbook. You got my textbook in high school. That's nice to see.
Oh, shit.
Did you see the part where the... We're right by the top where the labia is. Did you see the part where the paper was almost shredded because it was so wet at a point?
Oh, my God.
I was sitting there with the book just practicing, like...
You're fucking... You're sick. You're sick, sick man.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, Rudy, do you know who Michael Douglas is?
I do not.
Michael Douglas is a very famous old actor. He got lung cancer. You know what he said he got lung cancer from?
Shoot.
Eating too much pussy.
Goat. Goat. Yeah,
goated. Goated.
I mean, how could you even be mad at that?
You can't.
Well, I mean, you can be a little upset because you did get cancer. Yeah. You know what? You know what? I heard he never came once.
Jesus Christ.
Travis came more times on this podcast than Michael Douglas ever did in his entire life.
Just imagine if Michael Douglas and Nancy Reagan were in Hollywood at the same time.
That's like David meeting Goliath. It's just who fucking folds under that pressure? That's the old hypothetical, you know, MJ versus Jordan. It's the same thing.
The Cunnilingus Championship of the World.
I'm very thankful my AirPod just cut out. I have a feeling that would have hurt.
Whatever.
Yeah.
People get used to it.
I'm so thankful.
I used to fucking scream at Tyler on a podcast.
Yeah. The decibels were crazy.
Derek fucking Carr. Yeah, it's whatever.
Oh, shit.
People
get
turned
I did
down.
Not know you could do so many things with shrink wrap.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never, I thought it was just like, you know, you just walk around and circles and that's it. Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. You know, you can do like X's,
yep.
Right? Oh, and you yeah, can buddy. Do like
that's you how you stabilize like the palate, dude.
Right. Yeah, right. And it got me thinking, like, well, now that I have this new acquired skill, who lives around here that I could, you know, use this on? Right? And it sucks because you're not here anymore.
I was right? gonna like, say that'd be the ultimate thing to do to Travis.
He's saying that because his mother did that to me.
Oh, that's crazy! I had no idea.
Shut the fuck up. Fucking tired of you mouthing off on this thing. I want Donnie and Hardy back. At least on that one, Donnie sounded like an idiot.
Yeah, you just get your yes men back.
No.
Now it's a two-on-one.
No, Donnie was literally... No, it was fun. You should have listened to it because it was pretty funny. Donnie kept arguing points and making statements, but then not having anything to back it up.
sounds about
at
right.
At one point I was just like, so let me see. So you think this, right? Why is it? What makes you think this opposed to this? And I show him the other side. He goes, I don't know. That's just what I believe.
Just the belief system, man.
Yeah. Which was it creates great radio. Great yeah. radio. Unless
you know,
unless it's too political and you gotta turn it off immediately.
Hey,
you know, this next day it might get a little political. I'm not gonna lie, but I truly believe that pineapple does not belong on pizza.
Thank you.
You're fucking wrong. You guys are both wrong.
The only thing that belongs on pizza is meat.
You said that a little confident there, my friend.
I mean, again, dude.
I say everything with confidence.
Like the 4 inches earlier.
That was the most confident 4 inches I've ever given in my life.
Yeah.
Because when I do sex, it's only a confident 3.
You're giving yourself a little too much confidence with even 3 over there, buddy.
I was talking about the amount of time.
Oh,
but what was it? It's like a Patrick meme. It was like 3, take it or leave it.
That's right.
So this is your wallet? That's why I said to that textbook.
I was just gonna say, Travis is going to town on that textbook, pointing to girls, going, "This is your wallet." Or guys too, you know. Travis doesn't discriminate; he does things with confidence.
I had to turn the page. I had to turn to page 37 for that part.
I wonder, did you like go around taking new textbooks? You're like a textbook burglar. You would take other people's.
Well, after I figured out that you could stick your tongue into an asshole, I had to make sure to make a note in every textbook that I see, because they don't mention once in the health book that you can do cunnilingus to a butthole.
Oh, like you had to spread the good word.
Wait, but
and those cheeks.
Oh,
but wait a second. But to my knowledge, you didn't find out about that until like 3 years after high school.
Broke into the high school. Those kids need to know.
They need to know.
Yeah.
He wrote a whole new page and just fucking sewed it into the books.
I sewed it in. Yes.
That's how books get put together.
Yeah.
They get sewn together.
A rubber band on the end of a needle.
What?
It's a joke on how ridiculous you saying sewing things into a book works. You know what? Fuck yourself, dude. I don't give a shit. They all so can't bad. Be winners. I just went on a string of good things. Oh my god, this is fucking hysterical, dude.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Oh.
Yes, it is.
Little Rudy, I'm so glad you could join us, brother.
Why do this?
Oh, we lost him.
What is going on over there?
It was my pleasure. You hear me?
Yeah,
we
can
hear
you
now. We got you now.
Oh, okay. No, it's been great. I hope to come back though with Mr. Toretto on here as well. I feel like that would be an experience.
Okay, all right. Well, we won't tell him.
Obviously, he doesn't.
There
listen.
We go.
I was
there
gonna
we
say
go.
We'll have to bring him on. We'll talk to him for a little bit, and then it'll just be a surprise run in. Here comes Lil Rudy to call him Dom Toretto.
Yeah.
There it is. Classics. Mr. Toretto.
Yeah, this is
I can't wait to berate him about that now.
it's so fucking funny. It is so funny. I love it. Yeah, no, so this has been great. Rudy, again, thank you for coming on. Ty, it's great to have you back. We will be back again next week with another episode of Trapdoor to Hell. As always, Travis, Tyler, and special guest Rudy, thank you guys very much. We appreciate you for tuning in. Ty?
No, I don't know what you're asking me to do, but
I didn't.
No,
well, okay,
it,
so I didn't know if you wanted to do the bye still.
No, I never did that before. That was that was a different podcast.
Oh, sorry.
What's the bye? No, explain to me. What is the bye?
The person that used to do that we used to listen to their podcast. They used to end every episode with a quick, you know, bye. So I didn't know.
Let's do a little sign off.
I didn't know if he wanted to do that sign off because it was so loved or whatnot.
Different podcast. I mean,
Little Rudy.
I couldn't emulate whoever. I mean, from what I know from by that guy's voice, fucking smoke show of a guy.
Yeah,
I
definitely has a beard on top of his chin line.
Yes,
like
yes,
his face
absolutely.
Line,
gotcha.
Definitely
yes,
has
yes.
a beard above it.
Does not have a neck beard. Yes, yeah. Absolutely not.
But Little Rudy, would you like to tell us what our sign off should be for the future?
Well, let's see here. I was gonna ask you, like, with that buy, is it more like a white chicks kind of like buy, or is it more like trailer trash kind of buy? Like, what
white,
kind of
white chicks? White chicks, definitely.
Okay. All right.
Do you think?
How's your guys' Spanish?
Te gusta grande salchichas en la boca?
You know what?
There it is.
Hold up. I think I might have it. I got chest pains. Hold up real quick. Yeah, my arm up.
I was going to say, don't end the podcast because if Travis dies live, this thing's going to fucking sell.
Yeah. To the moon.
To the fucking.
My arm's not going numb, so I'm not having a stroke. All right. Everybody, thank you for joining in. Te gusta la grande salchichas en la boca. There's nowhere to go. It's a trap door to hell. I'm going to let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on. I'm going to show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a trap door to hell. I'm going to let them all know. Yeah, straight out of Oakland, Alameda County, San Lorenzo. Yay, proud to be a townie. They drop F-bombs because they go off homes. But don't trip. Take a trip to the moron zone. Go hard. Bro, we ain't soft like ballads. Put us on the map. We don't ever toss salads. Curveball, it's a Dumbo drop. And we post it on the deck like a Funko Pop. Let's go. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a trap door to hell, I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a trap door to hell, I'ma let them all know. From the town to the birds, put your hands to the sky. Hands to the sky, we about to get live. If you from the town, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky, we about to get live. If you from the east coast, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky, we about to get live. If you from the dirty south, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky, you're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a trap door to hell, I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a trap door to hell, I'ma let them all know.